Those who his gracious covenant keep, the Lord will ever bless. Their children's children shall rejoice to see his righteousness. Ah, the tender love a father has. We're going to be talking a little bit about fathers and mothers and children. Turn with me in your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 1. We're continuing our little series in the beginning of Proverbs here. Hopefully, we'll make it through chapter 9. We'll see how far we get in the series. But there's a place where we can go to find absolute truth, and God's word is faithful and true, that you can have your life given to you for an eternity based upon God's faithful, inerrant, and infallible word. And this is God's word to us this morning from Proverbs chapter 1, starting at verse 8 and looking through verse 19. This is God's word. Hear, my son, your father's instruction, and forsake not your mother's teaching, for they are a graceful garland for your head and pendants for your neck. My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. If they say, come with us, let us lie in wait for blood. Let us ambush the innocent without reason. Like Sheol, let us swallow them alive and whole like those who go down to the pit. We shall find all precious goods. We shall fill our houses with plunder. Throw in your lot among us, and we will all have one purse. My son, do not walk in the way with them. Hold back your foot from their paths, for their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed blood. For in vain they is a net spread in the sight of any bird. But these men lie in wait for their own blood. They set an ambush for their own lives. Such are the way of everyone who is greedy for unjust gain. It takes away the life of its possessors. That's as far as we'll read. Let's bow our heads in prayer as we think on these verses this morning. Lord God, we thank you for your word. What a gift it is that we have not been left alone here on this earth, but you have given us your very word. And we thank you for that, and we pray your blessing upon us as we are gathered together here in your presence to worship you. As we hear your word, we pray that you would use it, accomplish your will in our hearts and our lives this morning. May it not come back to you in vain, but accomplish your will. Bless us through your Spirit this morning. Help us to understand and apply your word. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The summer of 1985, I finished my first year of Covenant College, and I set my sights coming back to Kennewick. And I traveled in my nice little 74 Toyota Corolla, which I loved, my first car, and drove from Tennessee all the way to Kennewick. Had a few little bumps along the way, but nothing too bad. But it wasn't very long until my dad, who was in Georgia at the time, said, son, I have a great opportunity for you. There's a welding test that you can take in Bay City, Texas. I just drove all the way across the country, but okay, Dad, let's go and take a welding test in Bay City, Texas. So my mom, who was here, said, you should get your car looked at before you go on the trip to Texas. And I said, Mom, it's fine. I just drove all the way from Tennessee to Washington. The car can make it from Washington to Texas. That's not near as far. No problem, right? Maybe you're sensing what happened to me already. Well, that trip to Texas was the longest, most miserable trip I ever took. My car overheated, I can't tell you how many times. What a difficult journey. And the whole way to Texas, I only think of my mom's words that you should get the car looked at before you go. My mom was right. I was wrong. I didn't listen to my mom. I think Solomon had similar problems. After Solomon's death, his son, Rehoboam, I don't know if you know much about the story of Rehoboam. He was trying to figure out how to rule Israel, and he enlisted the help from some counselors. He had the advisors of the wisest man ever to live in his father Solomon. These were the guys who advised him, and he also had his buddies that he grew up with. So he inquired from both of them. He asked the wise men, because the Israelites came to Rehoboam and they said, "Your father's hand was heavy upon us. Please lighten the burden. Please lighten the burden for us and we will follow you." And so he said, "Give me 3 days to think about it." He did wisely say that. He thought about it. He sought counsel. He asked the wise counselors to Solomon. He said, "What do you think?" And these wise men said, "If you will just appease their ears and do what they say, they will follow you forever." And he asked his buddies, he said, what do you guys think? And they said, "Ho, ho, ho, ho. You thought my dad was bad? My pinky is bigger than his thigh," is what they said. "He whipped you with whips. I'm going to whip you with scorpions." He said, "You thought that was bad? I am 10 times worse." Well, Rehoboam said, "You know what? I like these guys' advice. I want to be even badder than my dad." And the Israelites said, "Well, we're not going to follow you." That's when the kingdom split. He didn't listen to his father's advisors or the way of his dad. He listened to fools, really, instead, and split the kingdom. Interesting way Rehoboam did it in 1 Kings 12. God has given you parents, parent figures, teachers in your life, if you will, to help you navigate your life, to help you make decisions that are wise. Wise unto life. God's given you that. To figure out your uncharted journey of your life. We're all at different stages, figuring out what to do. What do I do for work? What's my career? How do I get through school? The challenges, the tests. What do I do in retirement? I don't know what to do. All the different decisions in life at different stages. God comes to us with Proverbs, with His Word, and He gives us wisdom. Wisdom for your future, to guide you in this uncharted venture of life that you are living. You know, I was thinking about my time in the Navy and navigation and how tricky it is to navigate one of these big Navy ships. I don't know if you saw this past week, there was a collision, the big aircraft carrier and this other ship. That always scares me because bad things happen when ships collide. But nonetheless, navigating is difficult. It's a challenge, right? You plot a course. I want to go from here where I'm at, and I want to go to this place. This is my destination. This is my goal. You chart this course. You get a straight edge. You draw a line from where you are to where you want to be. And then you have to figure out if there's any hazards along the way. Is the water deep enough? Are there any islands? Is there anything in the way of me getting to my destination? You make your heading. If it's safe, you make your heading and then you adjust. You have to constantly adjust. There's winds and waves and currents that you have to navigate through as you get to your destination. And that's kind of the way it is in life. You are constantly adjusting. receiving that wisdom, hopefully from His Word, from godly friends and parents, making decisions, hopefully.